Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
To analyze this latest twist in the Boston Globe saga, we turn this morning to longtime newspaper journalist Tom Fiedler, who's dean at the College of Communication at Boston University. Tom, good morning, and thanks
morning,
very
Bob.
Much for coming in.
Oh, happy to be here.
So let me ask you, let's pick up where Monica's story left off. What is the new normal at the Boston Globe?
The new normal at the Globe, and as it is with most other metropolitan newspapers, is a much more Spartan place than it used to be, and not just 10 or 15 years ago, but really a year or two ago. The idea, the hope that many Globe news staffers have that somehow the givebacks that they endured just a few months ago will somehow be reversed, I think, frankly, is unlikely to happen.
Why is that?
Well, I think the big issue here is in part, obviously, the New York Times Company was not happy with the bids that it received from the two groups that stayed in until the end. They were
trying to buy the Globe.
Trying to buy the Globe. In effect, they were offering 10 cents on the dollar what the New York Times had paid. So the management wasn't happy with that. But I think the larger number, the more important number in all this, was really the amount of money that the Globe was reported to have been losing. Up to $85 million is what the New York Times said the Globe would have lost this year had it not won some concessions. So it got $20 million back from the unions and saved about another $20 million by consolidating press operations. But if you go with the math, that would still leave the Globe somehow in the red, losing something in the order of $40 million. Now, that's not an environment in which I think the employees are going to expect somehow better days ahead. It's going to be a tough ahead.
So logic tells us that the Times isn't going to give back what it fought for in order to put the newspaper in the black.
Well, that's right. I think
if it is in the black,
That's right. And that's a real question. Now, it may have gotten there by, as everyone who subscribes to the Globe knows, that there's been a significant subscription increase, and I think there is largely a hope on the part of the New York Times Company that we found the bottom in the recession, and some of the advertisers that they had lost are going to start to come back. So maybe they do see that there's a path to get the Globe into the black, but if so, it's going to be a very fragile profitability, and so I don't really think that you're going to see, as I say, a more generous contract coming down the road for employees.
What about for Boston Globe readers and subscribers? You already mentioned mm-hmm. that subscription prices have gone up. What will the new normal be for people who consume the newspaper?
I would hope that the normal would be at least what we're seeing now. There's no question that the Boston Globe is essential to the civic health of Boston and of greater New England. There is no news organization that comes anywhere near matching even its current size, its reduced size today, and the seriousness with which it pursues its reporting for the community. So if what we can hope for is what we see now, I think that's probably about the best we can get.
How big a factor was the Globe's website, Boston.com, do you think, in the Times' decision to hold on to the Globe? And what's the future for Boston.com?
Boston.com is one of the most successful news-based websites in the country. Really, it long has been one of the first, and it still draws a great deal of traffic. So looking down the road, I would expect that as revenues from the print paper decline, hopefully that'll be slowly, and revenues from Boston.com go up, probably also slowly. Somewhere along the line in the future, those lines will pass and those lines will cross, and Boston.com is going to become the future of the Boston Globe Company. So it's critical to that future.
Although every online news media outlet is having trouble trying to figure out how to make
right.
the economics work, how they
right.
are going to make money from a service that has largely been provided for free.
I think increasingly what people who are looking for news online are demanding is credibility. They're looking for those sites that they know they can trust, that have integrity. And those sites, by and large, are still operating operated by traditional news companies, the Boston Globe being one. So I think that in a very confusing world where there's all kinds of things you can find on the web, that provider that, again, provides you something that you can trust is going to succeed. And so I think Boston.com is going to do well.
Quick last question. Worcester Telegram and Gazette, the newspaper in Worcester, the New York Times' other property in Massachusetts, is apparently still up for sale, even though the Boston Globe sale has been terminated, according to the Times. Do you think the TNG, as it's known in Worcester, will be sold?
Well, it appears that there was an explicit reference to that in the New York Times Company announcement yesterday. So I suspect that they are still looking seriously at a local group that has had at least expressed interest in buying the Worcester Telegram. I wouldn't at all be surprised to see that would be spun off. I think it serves a very strong local market, very local market, but I don't think it affects the bottom line of the New York Times Company in the same way.
Tom Fiedler, Dean of the College of Communication at Boston University, thank you very much for coming in. Good to talk to you.
Well, you're welcome, Bob.